job I could land when I graduated college was an Easter bunny at the mall. The biggest learn about being an Easter bunny, kids do not like the bunny. Moms, you want the picture with your kid and the bunny. That kid is used to seeing a fluffy little cute bunny, goes to the mall, now it's 6 foot tall, doesn't blink. That's demonic. I had a toddler not wanting the picture with me. The mom is forcing him on my lap. The kid's already crying. Runs away. She pulls him back up by his shirt collar, throws him back on my lap. He's kicking, screaming, crying, trying to get away. She's strong holding him on my lap. This is going on for 10 minutes. I feel so bad for this kid. I finally yell. I'm like, hey, stop it. Leave him alone. He doesn't want it. But I'm in this giant bunny head, so all they heard was... And they still couldn't hear me, so I finally just rip off the bunny head. They both look at me traumatized. And that's the picture the photographer took.
WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed a civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us on this Friday, April 5th. We have a sunshiny day expected today. Will become sunny with a high near 44. Clear tonight, lows 31. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. Showers and a high near 46 on Sunday. Now for eclipse day Monday, partly sunny with a high near 58. They say we should be able to see 95% of the eclipse, but don't look at it without special glasses or visors. I think the public library, St. Public Library, will have a special viewing party there and give you special glasses and ever. So you should be able to see it. In Texas, where it's supposed to be, you know, 100%, they have cloudy, rainy weather. So it's better to be here in Wisconsin. People actually travel all across the country and the world to see this eclipse. There was a guy in the news last night. He's seen 12 already. This will be his 13th one. He's traveled 2,000 miles all over the country to photograph eclipses. He's got 12 of them under his belt. Wow.
So don't stop me falling. It's destiny calling. A power I just can't deny. It's never changing. Can't you hear me? I'm saying I want you for the rest of my life.
WRJN Radio. The Packers are coming to Kenosha, and it's going to be a special tailgate fundraiser, and it's for the Shalom Center in Kenosha. And Tamara Coleman is here, executive director of the Shalom Center. And Tamara, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how are you going to see the eclipse on Monday? Are you going to get the special glasses or just watch it on TV?
I think I'm going to watch it on TV.
I remember as a kid, what we did at school, we made a pinhole camera. Now,
yes.
And that's when you just take a piece of paper, you punch a little hole with a pin, and then you put another piece of paper underneath it, and you can actually see the eclipse on the other piece of paper. And that way,
I do remember that.
Yeah, pinhole cameras. You know, you don't hear about much about those anymore. Now you just get the special glasses, and you're going to be idiots who look at the sun. They're going to hurt their eyes. And they could be wearing glasses like me. That's not how come I got. But anyway, so let's talk about the Packers. The Packers are coming to Kenosha. People say, well, when are they coming to Racine? They're not coming to Racine. They're coming to Kenosha. And this is a fundraiser for the Shalom Center. So give us all the details about this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. So, yes, we're part of the tailgate tour. We're actually the first stop that they're making on their tour. It runs from April 9th to the 13th, but Kenosha we're blessed to have the first stop. And so it's actually our annual meeting. We do it every year. It's our annual celebration, our milestones that we've hit, just to kind of celebrate the previous year and look forward to this current year. And so we were honored to be able to be selected as one of the stops. And so we're kind of incorporating the tailgate tour into our annual meeting. And so it's April 9th at 5:30 at the club at Strawberry Creek. And we're really excited. And we're just about sold out, though, Don.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, but you said just about sold out, which means...
I'm talking like maybe 8 tickets left.
Oh, no. Well, that's good. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to go, you got to be one of the 8. How do they get the tickets?
Sure. They can hit our website at shalomcenter.org /events. And they can go right on our website, pick up a ticket really quick and easy. Right when you get to our landing page, it's right there. And so, yeah, we're excited.
Wow, 8 tickets left. People better hurry.
That's about it.
And by the way, if you have a question for tomorrow, you can give me a text message, 262-300-7445. I'll ask it for you. Or you can go to the Civic Media site, the Civic Media app, download it. You can ask it that way. Just punch in WRJN. You'll see a whole bunch of radio stations for Civic Media. Make sure you hit WRJN or some guy in Hurley is going to get your text. And, you know, he's going to say, what are you talking about? Packer tailgate? What's this stuff here? We're not doing that. We're playing curling here and then. We don't play football. All right, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445 if you have a question. Now, they got some alumni showing up, right, for the Packer tailgate?
We do. We've got some alumni and we got some current players.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so the current players are Elton Jenkins, Kenny Clark, and Rashid Walker.
Right.
And then the alumni players are Brian Balaga, Mike Daniels, and Alex Green. They'll be joining us. And then, of course, with the president and CEO, Mark Murphy, will be also on deck. So we're excited. And we might have some extra special guests. So we're not going to tell you who.
Oh.
If you know anything about Shalom Center, we're always about the surprise. And so there might be some other Packer players in the room.
Oh, wow. Do you know who they are? You're just not going to tell us.
I'm just not going to tell you. Come on, it wouldn't be fun if I tell you.
I am so sick. The other day. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
You'll lose all the surprise if I tell you.
Oh, the other day we had another surprise. I was talking to one of our salespeople here, and he said, we got a list of some of the people coming to the state fair. I said, can you tell me? No, I can't tell you. Nobody can tell me anything. Yes. Everything's a secret in this world. Why can't I know? I'm the last person they tell, and I keep the best secrets. I don't tell anybody anything.
The Shalom Center is known for secrets. We're known for the surprise. And so at our last 2 annual meetings, the last 2 years, we've displayed or announced something. So I don't know. They'll get, if you're there, you'll get like the first sneak peek of what's new and what's coming and who's there. I don't know. All kinds of things could happen.
I'm all excited. I'll tell you my Packer story. I'm with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And we're at Lambeau Field, and we are doing a thing for the Wisconsin Broadcasters, a sports thing. We had people from the Packers, the general manager of the Packers was there. It wasn't the current GM. It was somebody else at the time. And we're there, and Hank Aaron was there to make an announcement. And so we were told that the press is there, but nobody in the WBA, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Sports Conference, don't ask any questions. Just let the media ask the questions that are there. Ask Hank Aaron questions. So we said, okay. So Hank Aaron does his press conference, and then he takes a few questions from the media, and he looks at us sitting in the first few rows. He said, don't you guys have any questions? And I blurted out, we were told we can't ask any. He said, who told you that? I said, he did. There was the general manager of the Packers. He said, we can't ask any. What if we're going to yes? And I told him that was the truth. We can't ask any.
Right.
Anyway, so
well, if you're at the event, our Tailgate for Hope tailgate tour with the Packers, I promise you, you'll get up close and personal and take some wonderful pictures and ask some amazing questions to all of our Packers and alumni. So, okay,
so they're allowed to ask questions. We have to know now. We can't. They don't have to keep their mouths shut like we had to do.
Nope. Ask all the questions you want. It'll be very intimate, up and personal, and they'll be able to take pictures with the players and the alumni players, as well as with the president. And they'll also have some administrative staff with them. So it's a great celebration. It's a great event. You can come out and have a great time. Wear your Packers gear if you choose. If not, no worries. And just come and have a great time networking and then celebrating hope with us, because that's what we do at the Shalom Center. We help other people every day and bring hope.
You know what my wife and I did after the Packers won the Super Bowl that year when they won it? We went down to one of the sporting goods stores. I think it was, they're not here in Racine anymore. They were Dick's Sporting Goods.
And
the next morning, I ran out there when they first opened up their doors to get the special Super Bowl stuff. And we got two dress shirts, identical dress shirts, with Super Bowl, I forget what Super Bowl it was, embroidered on the shirt. And it was the official shirt for the Packers. And I mean, they got two of them, and they're in my closet. And I don't wear it because I don't want to ruin it. I don't know.
What, right. Like,
and I'm afraid to wear it. Plus, I don't know if my stomach will fit in it now. But so my wife and I got matching shirts, and they're the Super Bowl shirts embroidered from that day. And I just grabbed two of them. Because
awesome.
It was crazy in that store. Everybody wanted the, you know, because, you know, you get it while you can. And it was right the day, it was that Monday morning after the Super Bowl. So that was kind of neat. Hey, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the Shalom Center. And you're going to tell me all
Absolutely.
About it, what they do, and what they do for the community. And we'll find out. By the way, is this the tailgate tour? They do it every year for the Shalom Center?
They do it every year in the state of Wisconsin.
But then
all over the state. So they move around.
All right. Well, that's pretty neat. April 9th.
So maybe Racine next year.
Yeah. Everybody's on the Facebook page because Civic Media posted about the tailgate tour. And they said, well, I heard it's coming to Racine. No, it's not coming to Racine. It's coming to Kenosha and a few other cities around the state. But Kenosha's the closest one. Let's check the weather real quick for April 9th. Is this outdoors or indoors?
It is indoors.
Okay. So it doesn't really matter. But let's check the weather anyway here. I'll tell you. April 9th is what day of the week? That's
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. Let's check the Tuesday forecast. Mostly sunny. Highs near 56.
Love it.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's not going to snow. Tamara Coleman is here. WRGN Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. It's 719. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed on your dial, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Plus, you can listen to the podcasts of our radio show here in the morning. After we get done doing it live, it goes through a multi-step process. Multi-step. There's a crew of about 50 that get it all ready. And you can listen to it at WRJN.com. Just go to the pull-down menu, hit shows and Don Rosen, or you can go to your Apple podcasts on your Apple phone or wherever you listen to you get your podcast. Spotify, it's on YouTube, you can get it everywhere. Just type in Don Rosen and you'll get it. Not Dan Rosen, but Don Rosen. I was telling Tamara, which I mispronounced her name, that Tamara, it's like tomorrow, except Tamara, right?
You got it. You got it.
You should have said before you said, hey, Don, you're an announcer. What are you, a moron? My name is not Tamara. It's Tamara. Where were you raised? In a barn? Just, you know, pronounce it correctly. That's what I would have done if somebody mispronounced my name. You're obviously a nice...
No, it's okay.
You're obviously a nicer person than I am. Okay, the Shalom Center. Now, the tailgate tour is to benefit the Shalom Center, and there's only 8 tickets left. Could be less now.
Well, no, actually, I don't think there's 8. I just got a message on Facebook.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
I know. I think I only have 6 because my good friends over at Community State Bank just purchased 2. Yeah, it's happening like live, as I'm talking on the air, they're like being picked up.
Oh,
so thank you to my friends over at Community State Bank. I appreciate you.
They bought them just now?
They just said you only have 6 tickets, make it only.
Oh, they're going fast.
They're going fast. Thank you, Robert Peroni. I appreciate you.
Oh, wow.
He's listening. They're listening.
The Packers, thank goodness they're listening. I want somebody to listen.
Yeah.
The Packers tailgate tour, it's coming up April 9th, and it's to benefit the Shalom Center. And a whole bunch of Packers are going to be there, alumni and current Packers. And, of course, the Packers president, CEO Mark Murphy, is going to be there as well. It's in Kenosha at the Shalom Center, which is at 4314 39th Avenue in Kenosha near Bradford High School. And so tell us about the Shalom Center, what they do.
Sure, absolutely. So we've been around for 42 years. This is actually, we're entering our 43rd year. We're the only homeless shelter, 82-bed, 24/7, full-service case management shelter for the homeless. We are the longest-running soup kitchen. We've been serving soup kitchen and food for 43 years. And interesting enough, last year we were able to provide a little over 54,000 meals to Kenosha County residents who needed a little help with their dinner at night. So we serve 2 locations every night from 5 to 6. And then we also have, we're the largest food pantry and food distribution services here. We give distribution of food 2 days a week to families and households that need supplemental food from our pantry. Last year, Don, you're not going to believe this, we touched 11,752 exactly unduplicated households in Kenosha County, serving them food, groceries through our food pantry. So we're really proud about that. And last year, we also gave about 26,000 shelter nights to those who needed shelter in our both single and family shelters. So we love what we do. We're here to help and provide resources. And we've been doing it for a long time, and we're here to stay.
You know, and people, you know, they'll listen to, oh, that's nice, they serve food, blah, blah, blah. You know, unless you're hungry, you know how sometimes you're watching TV at night or you're relaxing and you say, gee, I'm hungry. Go to the refrigerator, pop something in the microwave and eat like a pizza or something, frozen pizza, whatever. You know, a lot of people can't do that because they don't have a freezer with food in it. I mean, we take it for granted. We take it for granted. When we're hungry, we go to the fridge and we look around and the food is stocked in there. And we always say, gee, there's nothing to eat. the thing is loaded with
food. And you're right, Don. And during COVID, we learned a lot. And because of the things that we learned from our community, and it wasn't about what we thought our community needed, we're about answering the call of what our community is asking for. And so just a couple weeks ago, Don, on March 1st, we had our grand opening, our ribbon cutting for our community resource center that we opened. It's called our Hope Hub, and it's a connector of human and social service agencies that we're able to connect people directly to services. We have a housing navigator, a housing case manager. We have showers and washers and dryers. We have food. We have computers. There's a computer lab. And it's all about connecting people to the services through a more direct care case manager, you know, wraparound service model. And so we are excited about that. That just opened March 1st. So that's something new for us. And we announced that 2 years ago at our annual meeting, the ribbon cutting for that. So we always got something extra going on.
And nobody should be hungry. There's no reason in this world why people should be hungry, especially in the United States. We're one of the most wealthiest countries in the world when it comes to food. And But there are people that are hungry. People get down on their luck. Things happen in people's lives. I know sometimes you can't realize it because you're living the life of luxury. And I always say to people, I live a charmed life, so I'm very fortunate. And you sound like you're a fortunate person as well. But some people have hard luck. You know, Jim Carrey told the story once. He used to live out of his, when his parents were, you know, not doing well, they lived out of their car. Because they had no home. And that's Jim Carrey. He's a wealthy actor today, but, you know, he has on hard times too growing up. And they said they didn't have any food, and they lived in there, slept in their car, the whole family.
Yep. I remember that. And you know what? And it's just about helping people and helping them in a different way, providing them the tools and resources for self-sustainability and giving them the opportunity to do it on their own with some guidance. But then, you know, they're able to sustain it because we don't want them to come back into the homeless system. We don't want them to, you know, our goal is to not need our food pantry, but we're here if they do. That's why it's an emergency food pantry, because we know the economics and the cost of groceries now. So we're happy to be able to supplement and be that bridge for them with healthy nutritional food.
That's great. Packard Tailgate. This is the Packard Tailgate Tour. It's coming to Kenosha April 9th, and it's a fundraiser for the Shalom Center. One more time before we go here, I want you to give a rundown. We have 6 tickets left, and what do those tickets get you when you buy them?
They're going to get you some great networking and some food, and of course, you got to eat. We have our silent auction on our raffles. It's going to get you some great goodies, but most importantly, it's going to give you an opportunity to support our programs and our services and help us fuel our mission and our goals. But also, the Packers will be there, so we have 3 current players, 3 alumni players, and if you missed it earlier, I gave the names. I'm not going to give them again. You got to go come to the event so you can hear who they're going to be, you know, see who they're going to be. And then, of course, the president and CEO, Mark Murphy, will be on deck. And you will be able to get up close and personal, have some conversation with the players, as well as some pictures. It's going to be a great evening at the club at Strawberry Creek.
You got 5 seconds. Give your website.
www.shalomcenter.org.
Okay. Tomorrow. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Thank you very much. Stay where you are, folks. That song was pretty popular in what movie?
You know, Don, you've got me stumped. Where are we going with that one?
Risky Business. Remember Tom Cruise skating across the floor? The old time rock and roll. Remember that?
I do remember that. A great Bob Seger tune and a great movie.
And then Ron Reagan Jr. did a takeoff on that on SNL. He skated across the floor in his underwear singing that. He did a takeoff on Risky Business. That was a good movie. All right. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. We're going to find out what's new at the movies this weekend. So we got Kong. We got Godzilla X Kong last week. We got Ghostbusters the week before. What do we have this week coming up?
Well, we've got two great films that I think people will enjoy. And the first is an action spectacular. It's getting good reviews. It is called Monkey Man. Dev Patel wrote, directed, and stars in this R-rated action-packed thriller. It's about a young man. It takes place in India. He takes out his vengeance against a group of people and warlords that murdered his mother and victimized the poor and powerless in the community. This is so action-packed. It is amazing. In fact, when the producers looked at this, it once was going to streaming, but everyone looked at this and said, this is a big screen movie. It needs to be seen on the big screen, and it surely does. So go check that one out. It's Monkey Man. It is a great action movie, and Dev Patel is all over it because he wrote, directed, and stars in it. So go check that one out if you're looking for your action fix this weekend.
Okay.
And the next movie is a horror movie, and it's called The First Omen. This is a prequel to The Omen from 1976. So this one has a young woman. She's sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church. But when she's there, of course, she encounters some things that are going on. There's a darkness. It makes her question her faith. She sees there's these terrifying conspiracies about things that are known and unknown. So that one is a horror movie. That one's being released by Disney right now. So there's two great movies to see, along with just some monster titles that people need to see on the big screen. Between, if you haven't seen Dune Part 2 on the big screen, it is amazing. You need to go see that one. You've got Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and then you've got Godzilla X Kong. What amazing things to go see on the big screen this weekend. Everything is there. You just need to pick one and go check one out, and trust me, you won't be disappointed.
You know, I love the movie theater experience. You know, we don't have any streaming services in our house because it's just not the same. And I'm not just saying that because you're here, because you're in the movie theater business. It's just not the same. I want something on TV. Now, if there's an older movie on Turner Classic Movies, I'll watch that. But we are going to see some big classics. You guys are running Gone with the Wind. Now, this is the complete roadshow version with the overture, the intermission, the end music. It's going to be on. But you know what? When you see it on the big screen, you guys are showing it exactly as people saw it in 1939. Movies back then were just a square on the screen. They didn't have that full 1:85 ratio, or they weren't widescreen movies. And you guys are doing it. You're running the original. And that's the way I want to see it, because they tried running Gone with the Wind in 1968, widescreen, 70 millimeter. But to do it, they had to cut off the top and bottom of the frames. So you were not seeing Clark Gable's top of his head, because to make it widescreen, they had to do that. You guys are just running the square. And that's what I want to see. It's what everybody wants. They want to see exactly as they experienced it in 1939. But you've got a whole bunch of old movies coming up, which are great.
Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of repertoire movies that are coming out, and just take a look at MarcusTheaters.com, and on our website, we have got just an amazing array, and people don't know that, is that not only do we have these new releases, but we also have some great event cinema opportunities coming up. If you take a look at our website and just click on event cinema, you'll be able to see that. I mean, as you referenced, coming up, we've got Blazing Saddles coming up in September. That's a little far away, but go check that one out. We've got Dial M for Murder coming up from Hitchcock coming up this May. Just take a look at all of these things that we've got coming up. Gone with the Wind, the 85th anniversary, is playing this weekend. Now, Gone with the Wind is such a classic movie that you really want to see on the big screen, and that's playing this Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. If you haven't seen Gone with the Wind, what a classic movie that is to go see, and that's playing at several of our area locations. So go check those out. There is something about being enamored, especially with these older movies, on screen, the way people watched them, and Gone with the Wind, the way people watched them 85 years ago is the way you'll be able to see it as well.
Yeah, and you sing in that exact ratio on the screen, which was a square. That's what they used to watch them as. And so you're not seeing any of the picture cut off, which is great. You know, you mentioned Blazing Saddles. It's the 50th anniversary of Blazing Saddles, 50 years ago. You believe that? I remember when that movie came out.
All of the 50 years ago for Blazing Saddles, 85 for Gone with the Wind, and another one we got coming out of North by Northwest.
Hitchcock, yeah.
Frankly, between that one and Rear Window, they're probably a tie for me on Hitchcock's best. But you've got that one coming out, Cary Grant, Eva Marie Saint in this one. It's the 65th anniversary, and that's coming out from us in May 19th. Just go check all these out, and we could go on and on. And frankly, we should do a show, and I'll just walk through everyone, every list of the retro things we have. But right now, too many to name, obviously, just consecutively.
You know, when I saw North with Northwest originally, and I saw it recently again, it takes place, the big finale takes place at Mount Rushmore on the heads of the president. And I actually thought, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm an adult. I went to college. I should be able to figure out. They didn't film it on Mount Rushmore. What they did was filmed in a studio. They built, you know, a small replica. I thought they really had, you know, Cary Grant hanging from George Washington's nostril or something on Mount Rushmore. What was I thinking? Of course they didn't do it like that. But it looked like it. Hitchcock did a good job of that. Dial M for Murder. You're not going to run the 3D version. But originally it was in 3D. Hitchcock didn't want to do it in 3D, but 3D was all the rage in the early 50s, and they forced him to do it in 3D. So it's good whether it's 3D or not. Doesn't make a difference. The other one was, what's the other one you mentioned? Blazing Saddles, North by Northwest, Dial
M. Gone with the Wind was the other one.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind. There was one other one I was thinking, because we saw the big poster in the lobby. My wife took a picture of it with all the movies on there we're going to go see. We love watching old movies on the big screen, especially in the Barca Lounger chairs, you guys. You know, and people, you know, they get into it. I think I mentioned when you guys ran the I Love Lucy TV series there, you ran four or five color episodes in order. Everybody came with their Lucy stuff. My wife brought her I Love Lucy purse. And even when you ran Back to the Future 2, now you guys ran it on an interesting day. If you know Back to the Future 2, in the movie, Marty looks at USA Today, and there's a whole story there on the cover of USA Today about his son getting arrested or something like that, some scandal or whatever. You guys ran the movie on the date that was on the USA Today newspaper, which I thought was great. It was the date that he went back to in time. I forget the year, but he went back on a certain date, October something in the year, and you guys ran the movie on that date that he went back in time. I ran out the next day and got USA Today, because it wasn't the date that he went back. It was the next day that it was on USA Today. So people who picked up USA Today newspaper that didn't know what was going on, it was the cover that Marty was looking at in the movie with all the stories about, you know, what was going on in his life back then. And it was fun being in the, and there were so many people there. I remember they had to expand it to two theaters. They said, "All right, we're gonna move it to another theater as well. So don't worry, you know, people waiting in line. We're gonna have plenty of seats." I mean, that's how crowded it was to see some of these old movies again. So,
what was interesting about that is, you know, Marty went back to the went into the future on that one,
right,
which was October 21st, 2015, which at the time was present day for us, but the future for then, for Back to the Future too. So, a lot of great things to go check out, but. But like I said, we got so many new releases, and the other one you may have been thinking of is this weekend we are playing the original Godfather.
Oh.
So that comes out on Sunday. So the original Godfather in all of its glory. You look at that one, and man, that movie just still holds up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it is wonderful to see that. That was Coppola's Godfather, the original one. You know, nothing beats Diane Keaton, Brando, you know, Robert Duvall, James Caan, Al Pacino. You know, you look at all those stars in that one, and you just can't beat from that opening scene of his daughter's wedding how everything unfolds in The Godfather.
Godfather, I'm glad to be here on the day of your daughter's nuptials. Remember, what's his name, the hitman? I'm glad that your father's daughter's nuptials. If I ask you, if I do this favor for you someday, I will ask a favor in return. Are you prepared to do that favor for me? Yes, Godfather, I am.
okay, I will take care of it. I'm not a murderer, but I'll see what I can do for you.
Oh, I love that scene, the opening scene, when they're all waiting to speak to the Godfather. And there's, what was the guy's name? He got his hand stabbed at the bar. What was that hitman's name? I can't think of his name. Godfather, I'm glad to be here. He was mumbling in the corner. I'm glad to be on the nuptials of here. Whatever. And, of course, Fredo in the rowboat. Hmm. It's dangerous out there in that rowboat, Fredo. Don't ever go against the family, Fredo. It's lonely in that rowboat. That was such a great movie. And number two was just as good as Godfather 1. They kind of went off kilter with number 3. Did you see Godfather 3?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm like everyone at that. Yeah. Where, you know, I think it's an okay movie. But obviously, you look at 1 and 2 and everyone says, you know, are sequels better than the original? Well, Godfather 1 and 2,
perfect.
You've got to argue both of them are equally perfect. And
perfect.
Just, you know, I will talk to people all the time that love one or the other, but it doesn't matter because you look at that and probably you won't see a better 1-2 combination. At least we haven't seen it yet. That's just so perfect, as you mentioned.
You know, it's funny because people always say, did Robert De Niro and Al Pacino ever star in a movie together? Yes, Godfather 2, but they never see each other in the movie because they're in different eras. De Niro played Don Corleone when he was a young man, and of course Pacino's in present day in the movie, so they never meet. I'll give you a trivia question a lot of people don't know. The Godfather is based upon the Carlo Gambino crime family. Carlo Gambino was the Godfather on Long Island. He lived about 5 minutes from me in Massapequa, New York. He lived. I used to pass his block a lot. And he died in Massapequa watching a New York Yankees game. But he was the Godfather. Carlo Gambino lived right 5 minutes from my house. A lot of people don't know that. Now I'm giving you that information. Okay, so once again, the two new titles this weekend are what now?
They are Monkey Man and The First Omen, but like I said, we've got Godzilla X Kong, we've got Dune Part 2, and we've got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So much to go see about at the big screen, including all those classic movies we talked about. So
Gone
check them out
wind.
At MarcusTheaters.com.
All right, thank you very much, MarcusTheaters.com. Thank you very much. I was going to call it Carlo Gambino. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now. All right. We're talking sports with Mike Clemens coming. Let's call him Carlo Gambino. It's 7:49. Clemens joining me now. We're going to talk sports. But before we do that, do you know Cher got in trouble making the music video for this song, If I Could Turn Back Time? She was in a U.S. Navy outfit, kind of a skimpy U.S. Navy outfit, aboard a battleship. And when they got the rights to film the video, they didn't know it was going to be as, you know, revealing as it was. And she got blasted for dressing the way she did on a U.S. Navy battleship. But it's legendary now. Mike Clemens.
I just saw an interesting little clip of Cher. You know how they throw these interviews at you when you're going through your feeds from, you know, the social media? And as an interview she did once, I think she was with Oprah, and she said, tell us something we don't know about you. I dated Tom Cruise for a while. And the audience went gasped. And they said, when? You know, when he was a young actor, and I was single at the time, and she said he was great. He was a wonderful guy. They actually shared an apartment together in New York.
Really?
And yeah, he was kind of a struggling actor, maybe just on risky business or a movie or two then. But yeah, she thought he was a great guy.
Must have been some lopsided picture. She's very tall, and he's extremely short.
So, he is.
Do you know Cher's mother was on I Love Lucy? The original I Love Lucy series. I'll tell you what episode
really?
She's on. Yeah, when Lucy and Ethel and Ricky and Fred are overseas in Europe, they're eating outside at a bistro and a fashion show comes by. And one of the models in the fashion show walking by them while they're talking and eating is Cher's mother. She was
wow, I never knew that one.
Yeah.
I never knew that one.
Well, I've got something for you here about Aaron Rodgers, which I'll bet you don't know. Let me get it right here. Aaron Rodgers made a total of $81.14 under the NFL's performance-based pay system last season. the lowest in the NFL because he was only in four downs. That was
four plays. He had four plays, and he went back to pass and was under pressure, so he was scrambled a little bit on that carpet, and he snapped his Achilles tendon, and it was out for the rest of the year.
So he made $81 and 14 cents. He's not going to starve because he's got a $75 million two-year deal with the Jets, but still. He's going to pocket $81.14. Okay, the Bucks have two home games coming up this weekend, a five-serve forum. Let's talk about the Bucks.
Well, they've hit another bad stretch. They've actually lost four of their last five games, and they're losing the teams that they shouldn't be. Now, three of their best players, and Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, and now this, Patrick Beverley, they were all out with injuries in one of the games the other night. So Giannis Antetokounmpo was out there by himself. But this was a team, Don, that we, said, okay, they're going to the finals this year. This has got to be a championship team. That's what Giannis, was asking for before he re-signed an extension with them. And, some problems keep cropping up with this group. Sometimes they actually look a little old. I can remember only 5 years ago referring to the Milwaukee Bucks as the young Bucks because they could run up and down the court some nights against teams that they just couldn't keep up with them. But they're much more of a veteran group. So, tonight they've got the Raptors. That's still a pretty good team coming in. And then a game on Sunday night as well at Five Surf Forum. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Okay, also coming up, the Brewers off to a great start, better than the Mets. Mets won their first game of the season yesterday up at Citi Field. Finally, they won a game. Brewers, they were undefeated up until, the other day they lost. You can't win every game. And I think there's only one undefeated team in Major League Baseball. The Detroit Tigers lost to the Mets, so they're not undefeated anymore. But Brewers looking good this season so far. Good start.
Yeah, it's been the season's now a week old. They started a week ago Friday in New York and swept the Mets. They've actually only had only one bad inning so far this first week, and that was against the Twins in their second game against Minnesota. Actually, I was in the press box and I went to go get a hot dog and say hi to Mark Richards, and I turned around and all of a sudden the Twins have got a 5-run rally going on. They ended up winning 7-3, but there's so many exciting players that the Brewers have got right now. They brought in a veteran. It's mostly a young team that they've built through their farm system. Much like the Packers tend to build through the draft. But one guy that they signed is a veteran, 31 years old, named Rhys Hoskins, and they put him at first base. And he played solid player for many years for the Philadelphia Phillies until about a year ago at this time. He slid and torn his ACL, which is, the total knee damage. And it took him almost a year to 18 months to recover. But the Brewers picked him up and, gradually sprinkled him in during spring training. And he had some great plays in that series against the Mets. One hard slide into second base that the second baseman for the Mets, McNeil, didn't like, and it ended up clearing the benches there for a couple of minutes. But this guy, came up with a home run the other day. He's that spark. He's that veteran leadership that they needed in the Brewers locker room. So that's made it very exciting. So weekend series tonight against kicks off against the Seattle Mariners at American Family Field.
Okay, we got less than a minute here. Do we have less? No, we have 2 minutes. Okay, we're good. You said there was a strange injury on the Brewers.
Yeah, there was just the other day, Don. You hear some of these strange injuries in baseball players, like guys that, they slip and fall on their way down the dugout stairs, and they're out for the rest of the season. I mean, just weird stuff like that. So here's another one. Trevor McGill is in the bullpen. He's one of their relief pitchers, and he's in a cell phone store on Monday when all of a sudden he faints and falls and hits his head. inside the store.
Oh no!
And when he called the team. Actually, he'd been suffering from food poisoning when they were in New York. He ate something bad and had all the symptoms, and maybe he didn't have enough water in his system, whatever. But he fainted, and so now he's out for the next week or so under the Major League Baseball's concussion protocol. So that's why he's not playing, and you know, it's scary, but kind of bizarre.
You know, my gym teacher used to say when we got hurt in gym in high school, he'd say, "Oh, it hurts." He said, "Walk it off."
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
Walk it off. You know, every time I hear one of these sports celebrities, you know, the big players, they're hurt, they're off the field, they're out for a few games. Walk it off. That's what I was told. Especially when you get hit in a bad spot with a soccer ball or something, you know, a dodgeball, and you're doubled over because you got hit in the bad spot. Walk it off.
Have you ever had food poisoning?
No, and I don't want him. I don't want to. No.
Don't want it now. Find out. Yeah. No.
Mike Clemens covering sports for WRJN Radio. Thank you, Michael. Talk to you next week, all right?
Have a great weekend, Doc.
You too. Bye-bye now. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy your weekend, all right? I will catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock, right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.